This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Now, taxis are great, aren't they? And they're particularly great for getting about quickly, especially if you're blind or partially sighted. However, they aren't always the answer for some of us, especially elderly people, even young children. And that's why a taxi company with a difference called Driving Miss Daisy has been launched. It began life initially in New Zealand, but is now operating in the UK. Jocelyn Close set up its first UK franchise in Surrey. It's going really well, and she now mentors others to achieve the same as she's achieved. And she spoke to RNIB Connect Radio's Red Sail.
Driving Miss Daisy started with a lovely lady in New Zealand called Mel Harper. She used to drive her Aunt Trish about, and Aunt Trish was always dependent on Mel driving her around and always felt indebted to Mel. So one day she decided she was going to ask her neighbour to drive her around and she'd pay her neighbour. This would give Aunt Trish her independence back. Mel realised this is a fantastic service and started Mel Harper Driving Services in Havelock North on the east coast of New Zealand. Business grew, and it got to a point where her and her husband Jack decided that it needed to expand. And they, from the film, which stars Morgan Freeman and Jessica Tandy, came up with the name of Driving Miss Daisy, offering a service primarily for the elderly or anyone who needs to remain independent, a companion driving service. When looking into it, they realised that the operation of Driving Miss Daisy had already launched in Canada in 2002 by a wonderful lady called Bev Helinski. She set up with a prime aim of providing a meaningful and rewarding service to seniors in St. Alberta. The demand for her service grew and grew, and now in Canada, her service is branching into Ontario, Alberta, and BC. Jack and Mel flew over to Canada to meet the wonderful Bev Helinski, and Bev persuaded Jack and Mel to launch Driving Miss Daisy in New Zealand. This was in 2008, and now Driving Miss Daisy has over 60 franchises in New Zealand, offering a wonderful companion driving service to anyone that needs to remain independent.
And when did you set up the first franchise over here in the UK?
The business came over to the UK and launched in spring 2015.
And obviously it's going well down in Surrey. And is it spreading across the country?
We provide this wonderful service across the UK. We have nearly 40 franchises across the UK. This expansion has happened just in the past 2 years. And we are bringing on new franchisees every month. And the business is growing. And each franchise is growing. Our franchise now has 3 vehicles. One has a wheelchair accessible vehicle, so we can keep more people independent.
And has it proved to be popular with blind and partially sighted people?
We have a very close relationship with Blind Veterans Association and the Macular Society. Our franchise, for example, we take a group of people from the Macular Society to their weekly meetings. And the difference of the service that we offer is that our cars are all blue and branded with big daisies on the side. Our drivers are all in uniform and we greet the client at the front door. We give them any assistance they need into our car. If they have walkers and wheelchairs, we pop those in the boot as well. Nothing's too much trouble. They sit in the front, we chat away with them like a member of the family, and then when we get to their destination, we take the client in and ensure they're in the right place and ensure that they're comfortable. Or it may be that we take people shopping. We have one client who is registered blind and we take her shopping, and this enables her to get the brand of peaches that she loves. It enables her to get the longest sell-by dates on her products that she wants to have. We then take her round. She gets her shopping. People have so much trust in us that they trust us to help them with paying for their shopping. Then we go back and we help unload their shopping into their kitchen and check that they're comfortable back at home.
I noticed that one of your slogans is when family can't be there. And certainly that, you know, comes through from what you're saying, that not only are your drivers, but they're carers. Presumably there's a different cost scale for the taxi aspect and the carer aspect.
All our daisies, those are our drivers, all our daisies are private hire licensed. So we offer a service where the client has pre-quoted and a pre-booked service. So before they leave their house, they know exactly how much their journey is going to cost. And it'll be an amalgamated price of driving and companionship. So if they wanted us to drive them to the hospital, go in with them to their appointment, take notes for them during their appointment and drive them back home again, they would have a fixed cost for that whole service.
And if the appointment overruns by three quarters of an hour, as it sometimes does?
They are, absolutely. Particularly eye hospital appointments, for some reason. They understand that there is a cost for every 15 minutes of our time on from that. Unlike a care company where you have to put hours of our time, we do it in chunks of 15 minutes. So the client is fully aware of the cost that they'll have to pay for.
And presumably, if the client is quite happy to be left at the appointment by themselves and your driver goes off, your Daisy goes off to do another job, then you just prearrange a time to come and pick up and it can work like that.
It can. We do prearrange. Then it takes the stress out of the client having to re-phone, or we go to the receptionist. When we arrive at the clinic, we go to the receptionist and say, how long will this be? Not too sure. Well, here's our card. Please phone us when Mrs. X or Mr. Y has finished and then we'll come back. So it completely takes the pressure off the client to make their journey as enjoyable and stress-free as possible.
Now, one of the perennial problems with taxi services is that though they're meant to take guide dogs, quite often you'll find drivers who are claimed to be allergic to dogs or whatever. I take it that isn't so much of a problem with driving Miss Daisy?
Not at all. We love taking guide dogs. In fact, one of our points that we sell is we take pets to vets with or without their owners. So we offer that service as well, which actually is used enormously, or pets to the groomers. So I would say in our franchise, we're going to the vets several times a month with dogs, cats. So no, we love guide dogs.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be music to many listeners' ears. How do I go about finding out whether there is a franchise in my part of the UK?
We have a central number that you can call. And when you get to the lovely team on this central number, they will tell you the number of your nearest Daisy. We then contact that Daisy for you, and the Daisy will then contact you directly. So you just have to make one phone call to the head office number and they will direct your call and get the Daisy to call you.
So it's all done by phone rather than needing to navigate a website, which might be quite difficult for some of us to use.
You can do either. The phone is manned 5 days a week and messages are picked up at the weekend and forwarded to the nearest Daisy, or you can go onto the website. So both are accessible to people that, depending on their requirements.
So is there a waiting list of people who are hoping that a franchise is going to open in their area?
As you can imagine, yes, there is. The demand for our service with the ageing population and more people living with dementia and more people understanding that this service is for people who don't have family nearby who can help them. Yes, there is a huge demand for the service. And particularly with busy parents, with children to and from school or children who are disabled, we offer that service as well for them. So yes, the demand is definitely out there and growing.
And how do you go about selecting your drivers? What's the typical driver that you have working for you?
They just have to be absolutely lovely. That is really the main asset and characteristic. They have to be very patient, they have to be understanding, they have to love working with people, they have to show a lot of empathy and have a good sense of humour as well, to be able to navigate themselves through people who are living with anxiety, people who are elderly, young. But on the whole, they just have to be really lovely and love working with people and very caring and very empathetic.
I guess actually what ends up happening is that the same driver ends up driving the same clients around and a relationship builds up between them. So one of my great problems is I can't drive my children backwards and forwards to where they want to go. And it would be lovely to have a trusted driver who I knew that they would be safe with.
Absolutely. And those relationships that are built up are lovely. And some of the feedback we get from clients is superb. Then daisies are often invited in for cups of tea as that relationship builds. And we get little thank you notes from children. So no, that is a lovely part of the job, is to receive these lovely forms of praise from our clients as those relationships build up. And the client really values that, because they know the same person's picking them up. They know the same car's picking them up. They know the car, how it works. They know the daisy. They get to understand how that daisy works with them and vice versa. And it's a lovely thing that can be built up.
Fantastic. And if, as sometimes happens, the daisy is running late, I take it there's a system where you call ahead just to say, you know, don't worry, we'll be there in 10 minutes' time.
Absolutely. We always do that. One of our strap lines is we are never late. However, things happen. Even if we are 5 minutes late, we phone ahead. Because if somebody is waiting outside because they want to, 5 minutes is a long time to wait outside. If you're elderly or if you're unsure what time the person's coming, we always phone ahead and get a message to the client. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, yes, we absolutely make sure the client is fully aware of what's going on.
Well, that's very reassuring. As I said to a taxi driver who wanted to drop me in at the end of the road because he had his next pickup to do, dropping me 20 yards from my house or 200 miles from my house, it's the same thing. I need door-to-door service. And it sounds like driving Miss Daisy fulfills that need for me and many other blind and visually impaired people.
Yes, indeed. We offer this lovely, reliable companionship service. And yes, we are like a family member. We would take you door-to-door with full reassurance and provide you with independence and peace of mind.
Well, I'll be giving that phone number a call and signing up. Jocelyn Close, thank you ever so much for coming into the studio, and carry on the good work.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if you want to contact Driving Miss Daisy, the number is 0333 014 6211. That number again is 0333 014 6211. And their website address for more inquiries, really easy. It is drivingmissdaisy.co.uk.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.